Right. Oh, I don't have any.
Welcome to Streamer Constant Podcast. I'm Joel. Somebody Cox.
You're so terrible at this. I'm going to do it.
Okay.
All right. Welcome back to Stream of Consciousness. This is Joel Kickstand Cox, and this is Aaron Toe Jam Jones, and I'm Joey Treehouse Stouts. So, Jonesy, thanks for coming back to the show. Glad to have you here again. They can't see you. We're only doing audio.
Oh, yeah.
Jonesy's checking out
his feet. For the audio listeners, Jonesy took his foot.
Joel's been narrating everything. Every show that we've been doing, Joel's been narrating every single thing he does, every move he makes.
I'll be watching you.
And now I'm doing the conga.
So a couple episodes ago, we were talking about how we need to get in shape and lose some weight and, you know, do some exercise.
Yeah, me too.
No, you don't. You lost my body weight. I don't want to hear from you.
Yes.
No, you do good, though.
You did amazing.
I'm trying.
Because as we know, a lot of people do get gastric bypass.
Yes.
And they don't follow through.
Oh, you got that right.
And things go south really badly.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. You, on the other hand, you're an anomaly.
Yeah.
And not only did you go through well, you had a good coach.
Yes, I did have a good coach. And I think that's what helped me go through it. And the fact that people kept telling me, they're just like, oh, you know, you'll probably end up gaining the weight back. After, you know, about 4 years, and I'm just like, okay, I'm just like, well, the 14th of this month is 4 years.
Oh, that's right. Happy anniversary.
So, yeah. So I ended up, I think I gained back like a total of like 18 pounds, but I didn't do the calculations to find out what was muscle mass and what was actually fat. Right. But
because as we know, muscle weighs more than fat.
You know what? Yes. Yes and no, because it's like a theory. That we're like actually studying. People say yes, and some people say no. I'm still like actually looking into it. I think that actually weigh the same.
Hmm.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
But it's theory that's like just, you know, thrown up in the air. But still looking. Some people say yes. Some people say no.
Well, you put on a lot of muscle too. Like you didn't just lose the weight. Like you beefed up. Like
yeah.
You muscled up a lot too.
Yeah, because I would drop down to like 100. I dropped down to like 198, and I used to weigh 428, and then I started bulking up from there. And my muscles from like the waist down, obviously, are no problem. yeah, get your mind out the gutters.
That's exactly what you thought.
Yeah, muscles from the waist down are no problem. Just because
that's not a muscle, my friend.
Yes, it is a muscle.
It's an organ.
Mine is a muscle, and I don't know about yours. Mine is a muscle.
Can you lift weights with it?
Yes,
never
I can.
Never mind. Nope. I retract.
Yes, I can.
To quote the cat.
5 pounds.
To quote the cat and put some boots.
That's right, babe. But like from walking around with all that weight all those years, so like my leg muscles are like built, but I never had like upper body muscles. And people tell me all the time, they're just like, oh, they're just like, you have really nice biceps. I'm like, my biceps are small. No, they're not. Yes, they are. So.
For the audio listeners, I'm comparing my thigh onto Jones's bicep.
And you're doing all right there, man.
Yeah, pretty
see?
Cool.
It's up there.
I got a little tone, but my arms are not big. Actually, I was, because when I stopped delivering furniture, I noticed a big difference in my arms shrunk down a lot. Like,
oh, yeah.
I had some solid, even when we were in Vegas, like, I was still pretty, you know, not like I didn't have big arms by any means.
So
but I don't go to the gym. I don't lift. I don't do.
So when I worked at a recycling company, one thing we had to do was load and unload trucks.
Yeah.
And it was funny because my boss didn't realize what I could do.
Yeah.
So we have these giant servers in 1970s, 1960s, full of lead, steel.
Wow.
All this other crap. He's like, we gotta get 2 or 3 guys and get this out of here. I'm like, I got this. So I'd grab it, I'd just manhandle thing, and I'd like pull it. I goes,
yes.
How can you do that? I'm like,
right.
I just grab it and go.
That's right. You gotta do that.
So like the one dude and I, we were like, it's like, any other, it was like, we gotta get 2 or 3 people to move this thing. We just grab and start pulling and manhandling, moving it out.
Right.
And people were like, how can you do that? I'm like, I just can.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this, like the easiest, like everybody's going to have like their own like different theory, because viewers know, like I'm going to school for exercise science and getting certification to be personal trainers and like fitness nutrition specialists and all that.
We should start calling him Dr. Jones.
Yeah.
Dr. Jones.
Yeah, exactly. No, I don't want to be Dr. Jones. Dr. Jones would be broke if I do that.
Dr. Phil's not broke.
Well, how many years have you been in school? You should have a doctorate by now.
Oh, no. I went back in 2015 to finish my bachelor's because I never finished it. Finished in December. And then it'll be 2 years this coming December, and I'll be done in December with everything.
That's awesome.
So, But it's like I always say this, the part about going to the gym is not the hard part. The hard part about it is whenever you eat.
Mm-hmm. That's what we were saying before. Yeah, because I was saying
I was saying earlier, I'm not a gym rat. I don't like doing gym stuff because I look at it as durable work. I get on a machine for a half hour, 45 minutes. I'm the same place. When I used to mountain bike, it's like, hey, I'm in the middle of nowhere. I gotta bike my butt home now.
Exactly, and you know what? I started to feel that way now because I was very structured. Where I was in the gym doing like a half hour of lifting and a half hour cardio. I'm like, all right, you know, I went ahead and I got this, and then I got to this point. And I was like, okay, I want to do something different. So, started trying out doing CrossFit, and a lot of people are against CrossFit. But if you get the people that are teaching you the right forms before you go in and get into it, that'll go to preventing injuries.
Why are people against CrossFit?
Well, a lot of people are against CrossFit for various reasons. The main reason that I found was that it's the act of like doing a lot of like Olympic type lifting without the proper training to go in and do it. So you're throwing a lot of weights around, and
it's like stepping up a little. It's too high to run on the ladder before you're ready for you to build to it.
A lot of people.
That's like me trying to do Tai Bo or something. Like I jump into P90X. Like I'm not there. That's not exactly. That's not the quality of life I've been living.
And whenever you go ahead and you do that and you keep throwing weights around and stuff like that, there's a syndrome that's called. And excuse me if I got to get this right. DOMS. DOMS. It's called delayed onset. Muscle syndrome. DOMS. That's what it is. And that's whenever you go to the gym and you lift, and then 24 to 48 hours later, you get like a little bit of like muscle soreness. That's what they call it, delay. Yeah. But a lot of people that go to do the CrossFit stuff, they're sitting there throwing the weights up so much, and then they think that they have this muscle soreness, which actually is actually something else that can go ahead and like actually damage your body. And we've seen a lot of the people, if you do research, a lot of the people that do CrossFit end up in the hospital with damage to their blood system, so on and so forth. Yeah. And I forget what the name, and you have to excuse my ignorance on this, but I forget what the name of it is, but like the whole CrossFit.
Nobody's scenario. Fact checking. You can make literally anything. I make up stuff.
Our fans
all the time
have done it right in, so you can be totally wrong.
Oh, Lord have mercy. But there's something that, there's a disease that's known, and it's actually increasing with a lot of the people that go to do CrossFit because they're not paying attention to this, or they're just thinking, you know, it's just muscle soreness or whatever. But, you know, if you get the right trainer, and with any exercise, if you do get the right people teaching you and you do it the correct way, you're going to go ahead and prevent injuries to yourself. So, I mean, I do boxing now, and it's a lot of fun. I'm not doing it professionally. I did sparring, you know, for the first time, and accidentally went ahead and knocked out the instructor who was with me because he went ahead and, you know, got my chin, and I just went ahead and just clocked him in the face. So he actually had to go to the emergency room.
Because you iron-fisted your...
Whenever I say knocked him out, I'm talking like I hit him in the face, he hit the ground, and he was twitching.
Nice. That's how you win. That's...
Yeah. Yes. That's called knockout.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did shake my hand while we were in the hospital. I'm just like, I'm not going to spoil
it. He wasn't shaking your hand. He was still quivering from the...
Yeah. Yes.
That's the concussion.
You remember the movie 300?
Yes.
Do you ever see how they talk about the 300?
The 300 workout?
Yeah.
That we've got as hell.
Okay. Compared to CrossFit, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you say CrossFit is?
Two different types of exercises.
So they're totally different then.
Yeah, like two totally different types of exercises. Okay. I mean, like CrossFit, to me, is more...
Because I've seen stuff with ropes, and I've seen people, like, moving tires. Yeah. And I thought the 300 was...
That's the stupidest... I don't understand workouts like that. Like, in what scenario do you need to ever flip a tractor tire?
The thing is...
Like, what is even the equivalent of that in real life?
The theory is, if you're... Tell me if I'm wrong, but by flipping that tire, it's unequal mass. So you got to use more muscles to move that tire. Yeah, it's not the fact of moving the tire.
When in life are you going to be in a situation
it's
or
not,
a scenario?
It's not the situation. Right? It's the fact that you're trying to work muscles you don't normally work. That's why they have like uneven weights and stuff like that.
That's like saying, like, when in life are you going to be able to... When in life are you going to lift a barbell over your head?
You have to put something on the top shelf. That's putting away the groceries. That's where the cereal goes. That's my workout of lifting cereal boxes.
But then, like, lifting a tower would be like lifting a box up and putting it on a shelf.
I remember there's a show on Discovery Channel back in the mid-2000s. It's all about the human body, and they're telling you all the stuff that you didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, your muscles only work at 33% of their ability. Because there's stories of this one guy, I guess, in some situation he was hiking, and this sheath of like stone landed on him, and he was able to pick it up and move it. Mm-hmm. But the problem was his muscles basically said "screw you," and he started bleeding and all this crap.
Right.
But it saved his life because he was able to get it off his body. Mm-hmm. But the muscles in his body are like, "Yep, we're done."
Yeah, probably like an adrenaline rush. Yeah. Also, you know.
That's like one of those things, like you're just making the best of a bad situation. That's like whenever, like, those, I don't know if it's ever actually really happened, but everybody's heard the story of, like, their kid was, their car ran over their kid, so they lift up the whole car, and they get, like, this insane strength that just comes about them.
Right.
So that's one of those things that you just...
My other favorite story was this guy was on, I think it was, tornadoes are on the ground, right?
Yes.
Well,
what's the other option?
There's hurricanes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I think hurricanes are water-based and tornadoes are, like, land-based.
Mm-hmm.
Like tornado alley, so yeah, it's on the ground.
Okay.
So, it's a situation where a tornado's coming, and somehow he got knocked unconscious, and the tornado took him up in the air, and, like, he went, like, 3 or 4 miles away from his house and bounced off the ground. But because he was unconscious, his muscles were limp, mm-hmm. so his body wasn't rigid, so he just bounced and he survived it.
Right.
If he would have been conscious, he would have tensed his muscles, he would have broke stuff.
That never would have happened to Bill Paxton.
Yeah, maybe that's something related to like whenever you're in a car accident and the point of impact, whenever your muscles go ahead and tense up.
That's why drunks don't get as injured as people who are...
Because the muscles just... Okay.
Because basically, when they go to tense, it's already been done, so...
Right. Wow. That's something new there.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew that. Okay.
I've watched a lot of random stuff.
There we go.
We just talked about a previous episode. I'm a journalist.
Yeah. The jack of all trades. Mm-hmm. I know nothing about everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't have a specific set of information or knowledge that I know anything really about. I like to pretend like I know a lot more than I actually know, but really I'm just a doofus.
You're not Lee Nielsen. You have a certain set of skills.
No, I'm not qualified in any one particular subject, and I'm also not kind of sort of qualified in a variety of subjects. I want to get out of life knowing as little as possible. I want to make it to the finish line going, I didn't get squat out of this.
My goal in life has always been, as I realized, I'm going to be that guy that, like, you had 5 or 6 repair people come to the house. Mm-hmm. They spent thousands of dollars trying to figure it out. And I came in and fixed it in, like, 30 seconds.
Yep.
And like, no one's going to fix that, but he did in, like, 30 seconds.
Yep.
There's a story once I was working in middle school, and this principal was supposed to know all about technology. He was a fraud. Yeah, I said that. You're a fraud. I'm not going to mention your name because
you don't watch the show.
Yeah. But anyway, apparently for 20 minutes, he's trying to get his laptop to project onto the screen. Couldn't figure it out. I walk in, I look at the keyboard, hit like function F5 twice, it goes on the screen. He was so mad. I got it in like literally 10 seconds.
Yeah, that sounds like my job that I have, I actually work for a hotel chain that I actually like my job. There's a lot of times where I will, and I'm not management, I'm just customer service, work at the desk, you know, give some advice. There's a lot of times where I'll get phone calls, you know, sometimes during the night, because there's another night auditor that works with me and I help her out, you know, anytime she needs it. And during the day, they're like, hey, Aaron, the printer says it's jammed and I don't know where it's jammed at. And I'm just like, okay. She goes, well, I did this, and this, which I actually appreciate. You know, they're not calling up saying, duh, I don't know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. I was like, open up the back of the printer. Pull it out, open up the back. Okay. Anything in there? Oh. I'm like, now pull it out easy, and don't rip anything. Pull it out easy. Then it's like, okay. I was like, now close it. It should go ahead and run through a cycle, and it should go ahead and start printing.
That's why it amazes me how, like, some people, as soon as something goes wrong, they forfriet. Yeah. They're just done.
I've got so many friends like that. It drives me nuts.
When I used to work for the cable company, I would get phone call after phone call after phone call. And this honestly happened. This was insane. Like, people call up and go, my cable doesn't work. And you'd go through, like, the basics of it. Okay, is the light on in the front of the cable box? Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Walk physically up to your TV. You see the button that says power? Press that. Oh, you fixed it!
Oh my goodness.
Yes! I mean, like, and I'm not, that would happen so many, or like, it used to be, the TVs are different now, but remember, you used to have your TV on channel 3 for everything to work.
Right.
And people would get their TV off of channel 3, and you would go, okay, take the remote control that came with the TV, press 3, and it would come back on, and people would like, and they thought you were a genius for being able to figure that out.
I have friends who will call me and go, I got this problem. Before you ask, I turn it off and on. I don't know what to do next.
That's
this guy right here does that to Joel online. I will be like, Joel, I'm trying to do this. And before you even say it, I did A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. Oh, thank you, Jones. You're quite welcome.
That's the only thing I know how to do is turn things off and on. Yes. I unplug it, count to 60 seconds, plug it back in before I do anything else.
Dude, I've had people go in and call me up. They're just like, my computer's not working. And I jokingly say, is it plugged in? And it's not plugged in. Oh, I thought there was a battery source inside. It makes me feel like I'm not dumb.
Yeah. At the very least, less stupid than them.
Mm-hmm. Less stupid.
People amaze me with the stupidity that they I think a lot of it, and here's the thing, is like I do this one at home where a lot of times I'm not so much stupid as much as I am lazy. Like there are certain things, like, and I do that thing where the dishes need to be done and I put them in the dishwasher wrong, so that way the next time it needs to be done, she won't ask me to do it. Because she's like, oh, he doesn't know what he's doing. I better take care of this.
See, here's the thing.
You laugh, but it works. That works.
Really?
See, growing up, my dad was like, this needs to be done. It had to be done. So I've gotten to the point now, I'm like, well, might as well just get it over with.
Yeah. I know, I live alone in my apartment. I'll do stuff like, I'm like, all right, so your dishes need to go to be done. So put the dishes into the dishwasher. Well, since you took the dishes out of the dishwasher, you might as well go ahead and just wipe out the sinks. Well, if you're going to wipe out the sinks, you might as well just wipe out the countertops. Well, if you're going to wipe out the countertops, you might as well just go wipe out the stove. Well, since you have a self-cleaning stove, why don't you just turn the stove on and clean it? And, oh, well, throw all the stuff in the garbage. Well, if you're going to throw stuff in the garbage, you might as well go ahead and clean out the refrigerator while you're at it.
See, my mentality is because I got two options. I can work on X, or I can clean.
Right.
And usually I save cleaning for the weekends.
Yeah.
And then during the week, I get stuff done.
Yeah. And that's the thing about it, too, that if you live alone, you can be like, okay, I'm not going to go in and do it, but it's going to be the whatever you
but
come
it's, mm-hmm. Here's the thing is, whenever all that work needs to be done, I just pretend to be asleep. I just lay on the couch, pull the blanket over top of my head, and just go, it'll eventually take care of itself. Mm-hmm. It's magic.
And then I wake up and my drawers are still sitting on the floor. Like, I better pick these up before my mom.
You need a wife.
That's why when I go on vacation. Mm-mm,
dog, go ahead.
That's why we're going on vacation.
Dog can't
before I leave, I put the clothes out for work. Because I usually when I come home from vacation, I come home that night and go to work the next day, regardless.
Yeah.
I never take a day off because that just seems wrong. Always get acclimated. So I come back, I'm like, crap, I need... Oh, it's already ready to go. Yeah. Okay.
But like, one day last week, I went ahead and I knew it was going to be a busy-ass week. So I just took one day and I did, you know, did the cleaning of the kitchen, did my laundry in, and then while my laundry's in, you know, do something else, whatever. So I got everything clean and I went ahead and I worked my overnight job. And I came back about 7 o'clock in the morning, which usually I'm like delusional by then. And I walked in and I forgot that I had cleaned. So I walked in and I'm like,
where's... Like a reverse burglar situation.
Yeah, I was like, well, where'd all this stuff go? I was like, why did you make your bed? Bed's never made. And I was like, oh, I was like, you even have a water bottle next to your bed? Okay. So then I go to sleep and then I woke up and went, are you in your own apartment right now?
If I did that stuff, my wife, before she would give me credit for it, she would assume the house was haunted by a really clean ghost.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That she would think that somebody had like there was some spirit, but a good kind of spirit that came in, made the bed and put the dishes away and cleaned all. Every so often I clean up around the house. I joke, but I actually do a lot of stuff. Like I run the dishwasher and I make sure, but I and also with the kids, it's cool because then I teach them responsibility. But really, I'm just getting out of doing work. I go, your new job is to put away this, and your job is to bring down the laundry, and your job is to. And I act like I'm teaching them something, but really, I'm just getting out of doing work. And then, and then my wife doesn't get home from work until very late at night, so they're already in bed. So she comes in and she goes, "Oh, the house is so clean," and I'm like, "I did that."
That's a damn shame.
I do things in the way that I go, hey, that needs to be done.
You need Jesus.
So getting back to the original topic.
I'm recording this and giving it to your wife.
No, she don't listen to this.
Oh, she won't listen to it now.
Don't you dare rat me out.
I will, go ahead.
So, as you know, Joe and I need to do something. As you say, get off our ass.
Okay.
What are three things we can do to start?
Oh, we're getting back to seriousness.
Okay, seriousness. You want three things you can go ahead and do? Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll start with number one. the easiest thing that you can go ahead and do is start planning out your meals. Because I believe that everybody's going to say something different. I believe it's an 80-20 split. I believe the majority of it is what you eat. Because if you don't get the right food in, then there's no point in you even trying to go to work out. I mean, there's a lot of times where I go to the gym with some of my friends, and I say, you know, all right, you know, I'll go ahead and see you later. And then I'm in the car because I like doing this. I'll sit there for a little bit. I watch their car pull out. I'll be like, I guarantee you they're going to go somewhere where they shouldn't. And I see them go to the Chinese buffet. And, you know, these are the type of people where you're, I'm like, you're at a buffet. You could go out for more. You don't need six plates in front of you.
Yeah, just because you can go for
more. Just because you can, you shouldn't. But, and I have the other friends where I'm telling them, you know, it's okay if you want to go to the Olive Garden and have your chicken. What was my favorite thing I used to eat? Tour of Italy. It's okay if you go to dinner, you know, and have your tour of Italy. I was like, my issue is that you went to McDonald's and ate three sausage biscuits this morning on top of the pancakes and the hash brown. And then for lunch, you went back to McDonald's and you had the Grand Mac, which are 20-piece chicken nuggets, french fries, shamrock shake, which has 93 grams of sugar in it, by the way. Mm. Exactly. And two apple pies.
See, I think, and I agree.
I like my apple pies. Wholeheartedly.
But it's fine to have the apple pie.
Occasionally.
Okay. Well, no, it's fine to have the apple pie. It's just, look at what else you went ahead and ate during the day.
True.
Exactly.
Yeah, like so, some people have a cheat day. I have a day where I eat healthy. Mm-hmm. I need to flip-flop those two.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I mean, I have my days too, but it's like you just start like planning your meals out.
So here's a question.
Yes.
So I usually eat a lot of potato chips, random stuff at work.
Cool.
So I switch over to popcorn. Because in my mind, if I eat more popcorn, I must be crap.
What kind of popcorn are we talking about here, too? Because if you're eating caramel corn handful...
Just regular popcorn.
Are you having, like, Redenbacher butter?
No, it is flat, generic popcorn.
Just plain popcorn.
Did you know that popcorn is the worst carbohydrates you can eat?
Do I know how to pick them or what?
They told me that popcorn is the worst carbohydrate you can eat, and I'm just going to go to let you know that I love popcorn, and I make popcorn all the time. And I have to make popcorn. Like, I don't do the microwave bags.
I've got a Whirly. It's called Whirly Pop.
I get that old cast iron pot out of my
cupboard. It's a shiny little thing.
Yeah.
I put two tablespoons of oil.
Oil, yeah, yep.
And I put a half a cup of popcorn in.
Mm-hmm.
And I sit Whirly there and I crank.
And I got it even worse because I put it in the cast iron skillet with the oil and I let the popcorn pop up. And then whenever it goes into the bowl, that really good oil, it's not butter, it's oil that they have at the movie theaters. Yeah, I got a bottle of it.
See, I don't use it. When I'm making it at home, I don't use it anymore. I just eat popcorn.
Oh, no, I'm worse. I figure if I'm going to do it, I might as well do it up.
I've lucked out because I detest popcorn. I don't like the smell of it. I don't like the taste of it. I don't like the texture of it. I don't like how it gets stuck in your teeth. There is nothing about popcorn I like. No, I don't want that. You literally have popcorn sitting right there. Like, you were just prepared with this.
Speaking of.
I can smell it now, too.
I mean, even, it's like, they say it's the worst carb, and I do it every once in a while, but I mean, it is what it is, but I tell people, meal prep is like what I go ahead and I do, and usually, like on Sundays, but I'm busy on Sundays, so I'll do it tomorrow, I will go ahead and literally go ahead and make my meals out for the entire week, and I've done it for myself, I've done it for a friend of mine who has kids, where I give her a grocery list of stuff, and the grocery list of stuff comes up to about $80, and it includes, oversized Ziploc bags, and I'll give her a recipe saying, okay, in bag number one, put two potatoes, put this in there, and then she literally has five freezer bag meals, and literally she just pulls one out the night before, dumps it in the crock pot, sets the crock pot.
I agree with that full-heartedly. I actually did used to do that, and it keeps me on track, because what I'll do is, I always did it where I would set everything up, but whenever I'm eating, like if I'm hungry now, mm-hmm. I'm going to eat something really bad. But if I'm making my meals for a week, I force myself into healthier foods.
What I do for my lunches for work, like I make pot roast, I'll make whatever. Mm-hmm. Like right now, I bought bottom round. It was buy one, get one.
Yeah.
So I got two bottom rounds, half a cup of Worcestershire, some onions. Some
how do you pronounce that word?
Worcestershire.
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 Bless you. Good.
Bless you. But like, I'll make my lunch with meal for the week, and in about, let's see, I have a timer set, so I know when to take it out.
Yeah.
In an hour and a half, I'll take that out. I'll just slice it up. I'll put in like five containers for lunch.
There you go.
And then every morning, I get up, do my thing, grab my container, take it to work.
Yeah.
Put in the refrigerator. Lunch comes, I reheat it, I eat it.
There we go.
Anyway,
no, I was going to say this too, and I think one of the big things that I'm also finding out with like doing like the meal prep, people don't know how to eat, and they think that healthy eating is basically a salad, just grazing.
I detest salad.
And I think that's where people like have this mindset. I'm just like, no, I'm just like.
And not a Pittsburgh salad.
Well, it's,
and not a Pittsburgh salad with the French fries and everything.
People who don't know what a Pittsburgh salad is, it's whenever they put the, we do like a mound of French fries over top of it with the cheese and the hard boiled egg. And it's more, there's really not, I don't even know if there's lettuce on the bottom of it or
exactly.
not.
Exactly. And then they throw, the good ranch dressing all over it. And I'm like, no, you can't do that. But. I know, like, for example, like, I'll go ahead and I make sure we eat, like, 3 to 4 salads every single week, and I'll do the spinach just to go to get my, I have low, iron levels, nowhere near being anemic, but I'll go ahead and, you know, go to do that, and I'll throw, like, grilled chicken, and I'll throw eggs on top of it, and, my thing is that the best kind of dressing to go to use is the kind you can see through, not the thick dressings, mm-hmm. and I'm actually going to put that dressing on the side, because obviously I can't go and eat a lot, and I would literally put my, you know, mm-hmm. salad up on the fork, and I'll dip it in there. Yeah. That way, it prevents you from like putting like 2 pounds on there.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people have this misconception of like you were saying, like, yeah. well, how healthy is, where it's either like they've got one of two mentalities, where either like you say you have to eat healthy, and they go, well, I don't like salad, and it's right. like there's a billion other healthy foods out there. But yeah. the other side of it is, and I was telling Joel this earlier, where like my family, my brother, my mom, like you say you have to eat healthy, and they go, oh, I had vegetables, and you're like, well, what'd you have? They're like, onion rings. That's not a vegetable. That's not the same thing. Oh, onion rings is not a healthy food.
Yeah, like I have friends right now, like the big thing is buying the air fryers. And they're just like, oh, they're just like, I bought an air fryer. It was so much healthier. I'm just like, oh, I'm just like, so what'd you make? They're just like, I went ahead and I had
pizza and chicken wings.
They said they had chicken wings. And I was like, oh, they're just like, yeah, they're just like, I went ahead and bought it from the store. I'm just like, oh, and I was like, so what did you, you know, bread them with and all that? They're just like, oh, no, they're just like, I bought the pre-cooked chicken wings that were in the, you know, in the freezer. And I'm thinking to myself, do you know that, like, and not a lot of people know this, so I'm not going to go in and laugh, but I was like, if you buy, like, pre-cooked chicken that already has breading on it, like, the pre-cooked, like, boneless wings and the pre-cooked fish, do you know that is flash fried before they put that in the bag, right?
You want something
like,
else?
And he's like, really? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
So, there's different grades of chicken for different stuff.
Yes.
So, like, a chicken patty is not the same meat as a chicken tender.
No, chicken patty is like the Alpo. It's the dog food version of chicken.
One of my previous coworkers told me about this. She bought, I forget what she bought, but she tried using it for another dish, and it turned out horrible.
Right.
And so I'm told you can't do that because it's different consistencies and whatnot.
Exactly. Like, I make, and people would think I'm a nerd, like, I make, like, my own chicken patties. And I would literally go to the store and I buy skinless and boneless chicken breast. And it's, you know, raw for him. And my dad does a lot of hunting. So he has, he goes in and he has a grinder for his own deer meat and all that. I would take it up there, grind it. And I would go ahead and form it into patties and line it with paper. And I will flash freeze it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, just stuff like that. But you are exactly right.
Yeah, because like sometimes you do want something. Like, because I try to eat like more of like the grilled chicken.
It's a hamburger.
Yep.
So I use those to make my patties.
Those presses that form.
And you know what else too? Like, if you guys eat fish, the next time you go to the store, first of all, everybody's on this big thing with like tilapia. Mm-hmm. Tilapia is probably the worst fish that you can probably go ahead and eat. And the next time that you go to the store, I want you to go ahead, especially, I'm not going to mention the name of one of the biggest grocery stores in America. You need to go take your pick what that is. But go in there and pick up a bag of tilapia and then turn it over and read the ingredients off of it. Because you figure, you know, if you're picking up a bag of fish, there shouldn't be a lot of ingredients on it.
Yeah, the ingredients should be tilapia.
There's a crap load of stuff on there. And when that next time you go and buy fish, say like fish sticks, make sure that you buy whole fish, not minced fish.
Well, the thing I learned is like, you know how they make artificial crab meat?
Yes.
There's no crab in artificial crab.
It's actually Alaskan.
There's like three different types of
fish. It's Alaskan something, yeah.
It's a fish that has no taste. Right. But they take crab parts and season it with the crab to make it taste like crab.
You must be buying the better imitation crab meat, because I looked over the ingredients on the crab meat that we buy, and there's no crab.
Nope.
It's barely fish.
No, it's like, I picked up one that was like Alaskan cod or something like that. Well, I mean, which Alaskan cod is a good fish, but I was kind of like, oh, really?
See, the stuff I buy is like hot dogs of the ocean. It's not a real fish at all.
Hot dogs of the ocean.
Don't make that face. I think that sounds delicious to me.
But I know.
One day you're going to find out that hot dogs cure cancer, and I'm going to be like, ha ha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you'll be overweight and have a heart attack.
Whatever, man. At least I won't have cancer. Ooh. Oh, we got to wrap up this episode. I want to thank you again for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Also, make sure you like and subscribe and join us on Stream of Consciousness Podcast Everything. Twitter, Facebook.
.com.
.com. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Peace.